Peace and blessings, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning back into Let's Be Honest. This is your girl, Ropani. I am deeply grateful for each and every one of you guys. I just realized I did not make an episode for the new year, and I am so glad to be back on continuing this journey with you guys. I'm so blessed, so grateful for everything great that's been happening in my life so far, and I'm really hope that's what's going on with you guys everywhere all around the world listening to what I have to say every time. You guys, I hope 2022 goes beautiful for you guys. I send you guys blessings. I send you guys happiness. I send you guys peace in everything that you guys do, okay? So you guys, I actually wanted to do another book review for you guys. I just finished The Voice of Knowledge by Don Miguel Ruiz. And this book, you guys, changed my life. And I hope it does the same for you guys. If you don't have a copy, please, 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 please check it out. Order one, go to your library, or even the audiobooks are available as well. So you guys do not miss this out. It will really, really, really change your life for the better. And so The Voice of Knowledge, basically, it's the reason why they call it The Voice of Knowledge is because it's that voice that's inside your head that's always talking to you 24/7, whether you're awake or asleep, that voice that's always just chattering in your head. And this book kind of just helps us know how to tame that voice and how to control it by using the ally, which is the voice of love. And love, you know, love tramples everything. So if you learn how to listen to the voice of love instead of the voice of knowledge, your life actually will change for the better. So I wanted to start out with a quote from his book. It goes, what is truth is real. What is not truth is not real. It's an illusion, but it looks real. Love is real. It's the supreme expression of life. So basically, self-explanatory, what, you know, is not, the truth is not real. So things, whether it's things that you were told or things that you haven't seen with your real eyes, you know, it's not the truth. So it's not real. But things that are the truth is real, like things that you know about yourself or things that you know about the world, that is real, that is the truth, that's what's considered the truth. But you know, some things can look like an illusion that you would think is real, but it's not. So like, maybe for example, like you're in a relationship or something, and you think that it's real, and you think that maybe the other person feels the same way, but they don't really, so it's not real. So after I read the book, I went through all of the chapters, and I wrote down, you know, points from each chapter to kind of share with you guys, so you guys, you know, have a little bit of insight of what the book is about, and also the notes that I wanted to kind of share with you guys. So the points that I wrote down, the first chapter is called Adam and Eve, and Adam and Eve was kind of the starting point of this world. Like they say in the Bible, Adam and Eve, you know, they were basically the first human beings. So, this chapter starts out with Adam and Eve. The mind is fertile ground for concepts, ideas, and opinions. One little lie can be very contagious, spreading its seeds from person to person when we share it with others. So that's basically kind of like rumors or gossip. When somebody tells you something that's not real, it's contagious because it could go around spreading like wildfire, just like rumors. It goes from person to person to person. Knowledge goes into our minds and produces a structure inside our head, which is everything that we know. And what is it that we know? Mostly lies, right? So when you're born, you come out, when you reincarnate and come back into this earth, you come out as a clean, you're innocent. You don't know nothing. Well, like you have been here, but you're coming back clean again, like a clean sheet of you're being given a second chance, so you don't know anything. So basically everything that you learn is from your foundation, your parents, your friends, your sisters, your brothers, your cousins, your teachers, your neighborhood. So basically everything that you learn growing up is mostly lies, because human beings, we're storytellers, so we basically just tell each other things that the past humans have told us. So it just goes down from generation to generation, and that's what we keep teaching the new generation, which is mostly lies. Once the tree of knowledge is alive in our mind, we hear the fallen angel talking very loudly. The storyteller is born inside our head and survives inside our heads because we feed it with our faith. So basically what that one says is that the tree of knowledge is alive in our mind. So when you're like, you know, maybe 1 or 2, 3 years old and you start to comprehend things, that's when the fallen angel, which is that voice in your head, starts talking. So like, and the more that we believe it, or the more that we feed it our faith, that's the bigger it grows. So like, for example, with this whole COVID-19 situation, like, you know, majority of people know that it's not real. Some people know that it's real. So like, if the people that think that it's real feed their faith on and keep believing it wholeheartedly that it's real, and it will jump on you from 6 feet, or like it only attacks you when you're outside but it doesn't attack you when you're inside, like, you know, if you keep believing all that BS, like, it's going to keep growing bigger. More people are going to keep believing it. So like, the less we feed the lies, the less it will grow. Heaven exists when our spiritual eyes are open, when we perceive the world through the eyes of the truth. We fall from the dream of heaven and we begin to live the dream of hell. So that one basically means, everything good that what we knew from heaven before we came to earth, everything that we know exists once we start believing the lies and open our spiritual eyes. So everything that we perceive through the world through our eyes of truth. And after we left heaven and came to live on earth, that's basically when everything started to change, because we're being taught things that we shouldn't believe in. So heaven belongs to us because we are the children of heaven. The voice of knowledge comes as we accumulate knowledge. So everything as we know it is perfect, and like I said before, the voice of knowledge will start accumulating the moment, you know, you start to comprehend things, and the moment you start to think about things, like, when you're born, let's say, you're born shy. You were not really shy, but like, you're still trying to figure out the world, but like, people around you, just because you're not speaking or interacting with other people, you're all of a sudden labeled as shy, or you're all of a sudden labeled as, I don't know, maybe if you're in America, they'll label you with a mental health issue, or if you just carry, like, people start giving you names and labels and things from birth before you even know who you are as a person. So when, you know, people start telling you who you are instead of you knowing who you are, you start to believe what other people are telling you about yourself. Before we eat the lies that come from knowledge, we live in truth. We begin to dream lies and we separate from God. In the moment when we separate from God, we begin to search for God, for the love we believe we don't have. We are searching for our authentic self. Humans are constantly continuing searching for justice, for beauty, for truth, for the way we used to be before we believed in lies. So our mind, it's a very, very interesting thing, because we know there's something out there. We know there's something bigger, and we know that this is not it, but like kind of like an angel or a devil on your shoulder. They're constantly talking, and you're confused because you want to listen to one, and the one that's the lies, it's always the one that's louder or bigger in your head. So us as humans, we know that's not right, so we're constantly searching for what's right. We want to know what love is, we want to know where God is, we want to know what beauty is. Like, if you're told that maybe your hair is too too short, or like your nose is too big, or your eyes are not pretty, or your lips are too thin or too big, or you're big in general, or just anything people can label you on, is what you're constantly searching. So you're constantly searching, so what's good hair? How, you know, is longer hair prettier? Is a smaller nose prettier? Are, you know, bigger lips prettier? Or, you know, we're constantly searching for what's better, for what's, you know, good for us, instead of embracing what we already have. So with chapter 2, it's titled A Visit with Grandfather. So basically, he had a talk, Don Miguel Ruiz had a talk with his grandfather, and they shared some important moments, and his grandfather shared with him some knowledge that, you know, as humans, as storytellers, we know the longer you've been on Earth, the longer you've experienced what life is and what growing up on Earth is. So, you know, you teach the people below you, the next generation. So with the points that I got from that chapter is, there is a conflict in the human mind between the truth and what is not the truth, between the truth and the lies. The result of believing and defending the lies is injustice and suffering, not only in society, but also as an individual. So if you choose to constantly, because your mind is constantly fighting, like you could wake up today and be in a great mood, you could, you know, be in a great mood, you're happy, but as soon as the voice of knowledge also wakes up, it's going to tell you that, oh, you can't be happy today, you got a million emails you gotta do, you can't be happy today, the weather is bad, you can't be happy today, your friend hasn't texted you back, you can't be happy today, because, you know, all of the negative things. So basically, what we're constantly doing is battling our minds in choosing what's right and what's not right. So if we're constantly believing the lies or defending the lies and giving it more power, we're not only causing suffering to ourselves, but we're also causing suffering to the people around us. All of the drama humans suffer is a result of believing in lies, mainly about ourselves. The truth is that every human is born perfect, because only perfection exists. I'm sure you guys have heard the phrase before, how people always say, you're not perfect, I'm not perfect, you know, nobody's perfect, you're human beings, humans make mistakes, we're not perfect, but in truth is, we are. When we were first born, we're born perfect, like, we're born like gold, like, there's nothing that can harm us, you know, we're born extremely perfect until, you know, the people around us start getting into our heads, start telling you stories, start telling you who you should be and things that you shouldn't be. Like, you can think of yourself, I'm perfect just the way I am, I'm perfect being 5'4", I'm perfect like that, but some people will be like, no, you're not perfect, you know, the perfect height is 5'6", you're not perfect, you're 5'4". So with that, every human being is perfect. We all come in our own various colors, various personalities, various mindsets, various heights, weights, styles, creativity. We're all here in perfections, because our creator is perfect. Our creator is perfect, and how can we not be perfect when we come from our creator? Hence, everybody is perfect. We just get imperfection from the things or the community around us. We humans have no idea what we really are, but we know what we're not. Then we build a structure of lies to support it. So just like, you know, I mentioned in the beginning, when we're born, we don't know what we are. We were just brought into this earth, and the people around you, like your parents, or here's a good example. Like, when we're born, we know what we want to do. We know what we came to earth to do. But like, your parents or your friends, or the family around you will tell you to, if you come from an African or third world country, your parents will tell you that they want you to be a doctor, or they want you to be a lawyer or an engineer or something big, something that's not you, but you know deep down in your heart, maybe you want to be a painter, or maybe you want to do music, or maybe you want to teach, or maybe you want to do something else, your calling, and that's where your heart is. But like, if people are telling you who you are and what you should do, you're going to start believing that that's exactly what you should do. Like with me, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Well, like, he actually didn't care. He just thought I could make a perfect doctor because of how sweet and kind I am, and how my smile just brightens up, you know, the room when I walk in. So like, but he knew that's not what I wanted to do. So I decided to do it just to please other people around me, but I knew deep down that's not what I wanted to do. And you know, I wasn't doing good in my science classes either, so like, it wasn't something my heart was in it completely. So I decided to follow my own path now and doing something else that makes me happy. Faith is a powerful force in humans. If we believe we will fail, we will fail, because that is the power and the magic of our faith. Word is bond. Like, words are your power, are the most powerful things on this earth. Like, because we believe words, we believe things that are said. And if you tell yourself every single day, I'm smart, I am beautiful, you know, like confident words, every single, you're going to start believing those words every single day. And but if somebody else, or even if you tell yourself that you're not smart, or you're ugly, or you're overweight, or you're not tall or pretty enough, then you're going to start believing, giving power to those words. So choose your words. Choose your words correctly every single day. If, you know, you're not feeling yourself today, like, don't say it out loud. Or I know it's going to be in your head, but like, don't give power to it. Don't dwell on it. Don't think about it too much. Just try to do something that will distract you, because everybody goes through bad days. So faith, if you believe something and you put your faith into it 100%, you will give power to it. And there's really extremely beautiful magic, like, especially with people that either there could be like people that you know growing up, like your people that are successful that you know personally, or even if there's celebrities that you don't know personally, but people that you know personally, all of their stories start with believing in themselves. You have to believe that you could do it, and you could do it, and also it will be possible for anything for you to do that you put your mind into it. Humans can perceive truth with our feelings, but when we try to describe the truth, we only tell a story that we distort with our words, without our words. The story may be true for us, but that doesn't mean it is true for anyone else. All humans are storytellers with their own unique point of view. Instead, we see all of us as artists with the right to create our own art. When we understand this, we no longer feel the need to impose our story on others or to defend what we believe. Basically, with this point, it basically says that everybody on earth, we're all storytellers. Every single day, you're creating a story every day. Like for me today, my story was I woke up and I did my morning routine, and I had a plan of what I wanted to do with my day today. So that's the story that I made today. Every single person on earth is creating their own stories every single day. And not everybody is going to see your story or your point of view because everybody's so busy trying to believe their own stories and have their own point of views on their own stories, and they're creating their own art. So it's not everybody's going to understand why you do the things you do or why you feel the way you feel, because it's your own story. So once you understand that everybody is creating their own stories every single day, nothing is going to faze you, because you're not hurting anybody. Nobody's hurting you, because everybody here is here on a mission. Everybody has a purpose of why they're here. So if you feel like somebody's judging you, or if you feel like you're not good enough, or if you feel like somebody's not happy with you or anything like that, it's because that's their point of view of you in their story. But that's not exactly true, because you're creating your own story as well. So the third chapter is The Lie of Our Imperfection. With this chapter, as little children, we're completely authentic. This is our true nature before we learn to speak. So like I mentioned, when we're born, we don't know anything. We don't even know how to talk until we're taught how to speak. When the human mind is mature enough to abstract concepts, we learn to qualify everything, right or wrong, good or bad, beautiful or ugly. We create a story about what we should be. We put our faith in that story, and the story becomes the truth for us. So as soon as you start learning about Earth and the world and good and evil, right or wrong, you start to create your own story for you about what you want in your life and what you want in your story. And that's how you will turn out to be. So if from birth, if you start thinking that you're meant to be a dancer, or if your family tells you that you're supposed to be a dancer, and you put your faith all into that, eventually you're going to become a dancer when you grow up, because that's where you believe, then that's where you put your faith in it. Behind all of the messages that we hear as children are silent messages that are never said, but that we can understand. It is not okay to be me. The moment we agree, we stop being ourselves and start pretending to be what we're not, just to please other people, just to fit in an image they create for us according to their story. So, for this example, let's say, for example, something that I watched recently, a mom, she's a wealthy mom. She's a Caucasian wealthy mom. And she lived a certain lifestyle that she wanted to maintain. And her daughter was not keeping up to that. Her daughter didn't really care about the lifestyle that the mom wanted to pertain or maintain. So, like, that always had a clash between them, because the daughter is not fitting into the mom's story or point of view, or, you know, her life story, basically. And her daughter is trying to create her own story with how she feels and how she wants to dress and the lifestyle that she wants to portray for herself. So if her daughter had given in and pretended that she loved the lifestyle that her mom was living, then the daughter would be lying to herself and pretending to be somebody that she's not meant to be, basically. So you can never be what you are not, and you can never be what you are not, and you are you right now, and that it's effortless. So the person that you are right now at this moment when you're listening to me say this piece is who you're exactly supposed to be right now. Humans are born in truth, but we grow up believing in lies. It's just a story, but we believe it, and we use that story to judge ourselves, to punish ourselves, and to justify our mistakes. So Since the very beginning, we've always told ourselves stories. I mean, the story of Adam and Eve is just a story as well, right? And all of the stories we've heard from centuries ago about, you know, maybe the Greek gods or goddesses, about maybe the dinosaurs, or maybe just things that are from years ago. Those are all stories that we're hearing today, and centuries from now, the next generations are going to be reading or listening to stories about what happened in 2020 or what happened in 2021 and 2022. So everything is just a story. That's how communication works with human beings. We like to tell each other things, and some things are true and some things are not true. So if you choose to believe what's not true, you start to judge yourself and think that you yourself are not perfect and you yourself are not living life according to that story that you heard. So we just start to punish ourselves like that instead of living life how we were intended to live. Everything in God's creation is perfect. Without awareness, we can change the story. But with awareness, we can change the story and return to the truth. If we don't see our own perfection, it's because our attention is focused on a story. So currently right now, I don't know what all of you guys are doing at this moment while you're listening to this, but everything is perfect. The way you are, you're exactly perfect. The way you were born, everything that you do is perfect. Until you started to comprehend the voice of knowledge, that's when imperfection started. But that doesn't last forever. It's not like a curse or like a life sentence or anything. You can definitely change that around. You can start to see exactly how your life is supposed to be, and you can start putting that faith towards that positive energy and feeding it so it could blossom. But if you don't see yourself as perfect, it's because you're so focused on that story that has been drilled into your head about how not perfect you are. So it's just a mentality. You can change it. I can't say that, you know, it's going to happen overnight or in the next 36 to 72 hours, but it gradually you can change your mindset to start believing the perfection that you are. So for the next chapter, you guys, it's called A Night in the Desert. So basically this goes deep into our faith and everything and how we view Earth and how God created us on this earth, and it just goes deep into how our reality is and dreaming and everything that we do as human beings. So light is a living being that contains all of the wisdom of the universe and occupies every space. Light, the supreme messenger of God, constantly sends information to everything in existence and expresses itself in billions of different forms. So let there be light, right? So light is what we all live off of. Darkness has nothing to do with, I mean, it's a balance, but like light was what started creations, and light bounces off of everything. And everything that you see right now is bouncing off of light. So the earth right now with the sun, it's what's giving us light. And without the light, everything is in complete darkness. So basically what this point is trying to say is light is the messenger, and it's giving everything its existence right now. Life, the force of transformation that creates the transforms the stars, is the same force that creates and transforms the atoms in our physical body. So this force is always present and obvious for us to see, but we cannot see it when our attention is focused on the lies. So everything on this earth is beautiful if we can see it, and if we're now too focused on what we've been fed since childhood. And I like this point actually, because when we're kids, I don't know if you guys remember this, but like they say kids and children and animals can see things that we can't see, and that's because it's true. Children can see things that we can't see with the naked eye until your parents or friends, teachers, or whatever, people start telling you. Like, for example, here's a good one. Like, kids can talk to spirits. They can see beyond. They can feel energy. But as soon as we start telling them, there's no such thing as ghosts, or there's no such thing as this, or there's no such thing as that, that's when they start believing that, oh, maybe there's not such thing as this, and I'm going crazy, or it's not real. So they start believing it's not real for the rest of their life. So if that's what they're focused on, then that's what's going to happen. Every human is part of the infinite, and so is every object we perceive. We're only one because everything is made of light, which is true. Everything is made of light. Life creates what is real, and humans create a virtual reality, a story about what is real. This is an ongoing reflection in the mirror of our mind, is what the Toltec call dreaming. So with this one, I can't remember exactly what book or movie I saw it from, but there's a story about prisoners that got locked up in a cage or a cave, and it was completely dark, so they didn't know. They were there for, I can't remember how long, but they were there for a really, really long time, to the point where they didn't know what was real and what wasn't real. So when somebody opened, I think somebody opened the cave, and there was like light showing through, and they couldn't believe it because they didn't believe that it was real, because somebody else had also like set like maybe something on fire, and they thought that was the sun instead of what was actually showing through the cave. So they thought the fire was actually the sun. And I'm gonna go back to that book and explain it better, because right now I'm just going off of memory. I've seen it like years ago. So we like to create what we think is real and what is not real. So basically that's what the point is saying. God, the supreme artist, uses our life for the creation of art. We are instruments through which the force of life expresses itself. So I believe this 100%, because I know that we're all artists, and our bodies are our instruments, and we come here to create beautiful art. And the art of dreaming is the art of living. It is happening in every moment. Everything we say and do is an expression of the forces of life. So self-explanatory, everything that we do is living. Like, you could be dancing, that's creating art. You could be singing, that's creating art. You could be speaking poetry, or doing this podcast that I'm doing, or you could be sleeping, jumping, anything that you do, you're creating a force of energy, and you're living life. Everything is happening in that exact same moment. So dreaming is also another thing that humans do quite often, because your mind is constantly going all the time. So there's, we dream during the day, and we also dream at night. So when the body is resting at night is mostly when everything is mostly vivid. But during the day, our mind is constantly creating images, creating pictures, especially if you're listening to that voice of knowledge a lot, then your mind is constantly busy. But yeah, we are artists, and God is the creator, and he created us to create more art on this earth. So with the next chapter, it's titled The Storyteller. You are the author of an ongoing story. You tell yourself the story is told from your point of view. So you create an image for the secondary characters in your story. and you assign them a role to play. The story is that you don't know anyone and nobody knows you. So I like this one, and the way that I'm thinking about it is when you're born, every single person is a stranger to you. Your parents are strangers, your siblings are strangers, your friends are strangers, your neighbors, everybody's a stranger. You just pulled up on Earth, and all of a sudden there's all these people around you telling you that they're your mom, they're your dad, they're, you know, all these people all of a sudden in your life. So when you're born, you start creating your story. Day one, when you're born, is the first page or the first chapter of your book, and it's ongoing. It doesn't stop. As long as you're still alive, your story continues every single day. Every year that you're on this earth, you're writing a story, and it does not stop. So when you create your story, there's people around you. Like I mentioned, your parents, the strangers that you met when you pulled up on Earth. So the people around you, they're also creating their own stories as well. So you could have them as, you know, secondary characters. Your parents are secondary characters in your life. Your siblings are secondary characters in your life. Vice versa, you're a secondary character in your parents' life. So everybody is creating a story because we're all characters playing in each other's lives. So respect is one of the greatest expression of love. They consider that respect is, if you know, with this one, if somebody respects who you are, like, you could be yourself completely in front of them, flaws and all, every single thing. You don't have to hide anything from them, and they respect you. They value who you are as a human being, as an artist. But if they don't like anything that you're doing to make you who you are as a person, that means they don't respect you, and they don't care for what you have to show as a secondary character in their story. So if you're not doing exactly what they want you to do, they don't respect you at all. So they consider that you're not a good artist who can write your own story, even though you were born to write your own story. So they try to control you and tell you how to dress, how to look, what to eat, how to talk, what to say, because they don't believe in you. They don't believe that you're good enough to do anything on your own. So they would rather control you instead. The only way to change your story is to change what you believe about yourself. Every time you change the main character of your story, the whole story changes to adapt to this new main character. So you don't have to play that character forever. You know, you can always change who you want to be every single day until you find who you really are. Don't waste your time taking anything personally. It has nothing to do with you. Humans are the storytellers of God. We see that we are the authors, and if we don't like our story, we change it. It's our nature to make up stories, to interpret everything we perceive. And that is beautifully said, because if we're all here making our own stories, we have no reason to get mad at what anybody else is doing with their life, because they're so focused on making their own story as well. So it has nothing to do with you personally. Somebody could come to you and just be an asshole to you for no reason. It has nothing to do with you. So you're just like, okay, dude, like, I don't know what's up your ass, but like, I'm gonna just keep it pushing. Like, it has nothing to do with it. They could come, cuss you out, yell at you, try to fight you, but like, it has nothing to do with you. So like, let them fight their demons alone, you know? We're all here as storytellers. So whatever we see, we perceive. Like, right now I'm living in New York, and I could have a story of how my experience was in New York City. Like, I could tell people everything I've experienced, everything I've seen, everything that has been good, everything that has been bad. I could, you know, tell somebody that, oh my God, it's the best experience of my life. Like, I wouldn't change it for anything. But then somebody else could come live here and be like, I don't know what you were talking about, but this place ain't for me. I don't know what experiences you were talking about. I don't know what you were... No, this place ain't for me. So we're all here telling each other stories because of how we are experiencing it. Everybody's experience is different. So the next chapter is called Inner Peace. What you call thinking is the voice of knowledge, making up stories, telling you what you know and trying to make sense of everything that you don't know. The problem is that the voice of knowledge makes you do many things that make you go against yourself. The voice in your head is like a wild horse, taking you wherever it wants to go. Once you tame the horse, you can ride the horse, and the knowledge becomes a tool for communication that takes you where you want to go. Self-explanatory. So basically what this one is saying is that the voice in your head, it's constantly making up stories 24/7. It does not stop unless you learn how to control it. It could make up, like right now, you could be listening to this podcast, but like that voice inside of your head is probably telling you something right now, or making you think of something else right now, or like right now, my mind just wandered off. I was thinking of something else, but like that voice of knowledge, unless you learn how to control it, it'll basically control your life. It will tell you to go against your life all the time. Like, just like the example I used of the horse, if you don't know to go right or left, if you're confused all the time, every single day you wake up and your angel's telling you something or the devil's telling you something and you can't make up your mind for the love of God, like, this voice of knowledge will control your life unless you learn how to tame it. You don't need internal dialogue. You know, you can know without thinking. When the voice in your head finally stops talking, you experience inner peace. The solution for taming the liar in your head is to stop believing what it tells you. If you follow two rules, don't believe yourself and don't believe anybody else, all of the lies you believe won't survive your skepticism and will simply disappear. So meditation really helps me a lot with taming the liar in my head. For beginners, it does take some time, because once you finally sit down, close your eyes and try to sit in peace, that's when the voice will try to go wild. But like, you have to try to tame it by not giving it much power, not feeding it any faith, just letting it die down. And, you know, you'll start to feel at peace. You'll start to feel like everything is just right because you're calm and your mind is not going 1,000 miles an hour anymore. Like, everything just starts to settle. The truth survives on our skepticism, but we cannot say the same about lies. That is the beauty of the truth. The voice of knowledge rules your life, and it is a tyrant. When the voice loses power over you, lies no longer rule your life, and you become authentic again. If you refuse to obey that voice, it becomes quieter and quieter and speaks to you less and less until it no longer controls you. So every single day, we do have choices every day. Believe the truth and give it more power, or believe the lies and give it more power. So that's the beauty that we have. We get to choose every single day. If you choose to put power into the good, into the positive, then you're going to start noticing that voice is going to start slowly disappearing because you're not feeding it any more power or any more faith. All right, guys. So we're almost done here. The next chapter that I have down is Emotions Are Real. And this is something that in our current generation especially, it's something that is people avoid like the plague. Like, it's something that nobody wants to go through, nobody wants to talk about, nobody wants to experience. It's crazy. And like, when people start to feel their emotions, they get terrified or they get scared or even ashamed sometimes, because they feel like they're not supposed to feel this. Like, what is this thing called love? Like, I don't want to feel it, you know? So they start to fight it. But emotions are 100% real. Every emotion that you feel is real. You can try to justify or repress your emotions. You can try to lie about what you feel, but what you feel is really authentic. The voice of knowledge can make you feel ashamed of your feelings, but there is nothing wrong with whatever you feel. If you feel it, there's always a reason for feeling it. Like, this is something that's very, you know, I feel it heavy because I'm a very like emotional person, and is it called empathetic? I think it's called empathetic. But I feel other people's emotions too, and like, sometimes I'm a crier. Like, I cry all the time, and you know, when I see somebody crying, I will cry. Or like, when somebody's explaining why they're hurt, or you know, why they're upset or whatever, I feel it. And or sometimes when I'm in love too, like, I feel it. I know how it feels like. Or when I'm happy or when I'm sad, I know how it feels like. But like, sometimes, you know, some people, I don't want to say everybody, but some people, they don't want to experience that. Like, I was having a conversation with this one gentleman one time, and I asked him how he feels about emotions. And I asked him if he's open about his emotions. And he said that there's no reason to be emotional, especially if you're a man. And I told him, well, if you're happy or if you're sad, are you gonna hide it? And he said that, well, there's no reason to be sad for no reason. Like, I wasn't saying that just sit in your room and cry, but like, he was basically avoiding all the questions. I'm like, well, if you're happy, like, are you gonna like share it with the world or share it with somebody close to you? And he was just like, I don't know. He was getting annoyed that I wanted to get personal, ask him all these emotional questions, but like, he like didn't want to hear it. I was like, well, if you're mad, you surely express that, because you go wild, you wanna hurt somebody. But like, how about the other emotions? They're part of you too. You can't just share when you're angry all the time. Also share when you're happy, when you're sad, when you're in love, when you're scared. All of these emotions are to be shared, you know, and feel. Every time you perceive causes an emotional reaction, you perceive the voice in your head and you have an emotional reaction to that voice. Every time you lie to yourself or judge yourself or reject yourself, you have an emotional reaction, and it is unpleasant. All of the emotions change when you no longer believe in lies, because the emotions are the effects, not the cause. So yeah, we all lie to ourselves all the time, every single time. Like, people abandon themselves all the time and lie to themselves that they're not good enough, or they don't have the strength, or they don't believe in themselves enough to achieve something or work on something, because nobody else believes in them. So they reject themselves, they don't care, they give up. And when you give up, you don't feel so good, because you feel like you were on your way to do something, but then you didn't get enough support or strength to do it. You just throw yourself away, but then the voice in your head will constantly tell you, you're a loser, you suck, I knew you couldn't go through with it, like, you're lazy, you know, all these things, all these negative things start going into your head because you rejected yourself. So that's also the emotional reaction that comes with it, because now you're upset, you're sad, you don't feel so good about yourself. Our emotions are real. The voice of knowledge that makes us suffer is not. Our suffering is true, but the reason why we suffer may not be true at all. Humans are possessed by knowledge, by a distorted image of ourselves. That's why we're no longer free. I love this because us as humans, when we come into Earth, we are free. There's nothing holding us down, no chains on our hands, feet, or mind. So as soon as we start getting told all these lies, we start being possessed by it. Because, like, for example, I could, some girls of our generation these days, like, some of them will start wearing makeup, I don't know, maybe middle school, because somebody else told them that they were ugly, or I don't know. But, like, I've known some people that have started, you know, wearing makeup since, like, they were little girls, you know. And until today, they still wear makeup every single day because they don't feel good about themselves. And freedom comes from being yourself. If you can't be yourself underneath all of that, then you're not free. You're possessed by the feeling of being caked on and being, you know, admired, you know, as, you know, that mask you wear instead of being who you really are. So the freedom comes from being able to freely express yourself as who you are, as a human being, you know. Emotional pain is a symptom of being abused. The pain is letting you know that you have to do something to stop the abuse. By following your emotions, you can change your circumstances. The emotions are the most important part of your story because they're telling you how you're doing in life. So, emotional pain. So I can go ahead and share something a little bit with you guys. So when I was in a relationship a couple years ago, and I was being abused emotionally all the time, and I knew I had to do something, like, you know, I have to walk away or stop this. But, like, I was just following it because I thought, you know, it would change or things would get better. But, like, since it wasn't changing, my emotions were basically crying out to me, like, you can't keep letting this go on. Like, this is how you're doing in life. Like, this is not right. Like, you're being emotionally abused all the time. Stop following it. But I knew there was something that needed to be done, but I just didn't want to do it. So emotional abuse is also real, and it's something that us in this generation especially needs to be aware of, because it's real and it happens to people every single day. So guys, the next chapter is called Common Sense and Blind Faith. The word is just pure magic. Everything in our virtual reality is created with the word. We use the word for the creation of our story to make sense out of everything we experience. Faith is the force that gives life to every word, to every belief that we store in our mind. Faith is the mortar that holds our beliefs together and gives sense and direction to the entire dream. So, it's very common sense. Faith, you know, it is our driving force. It's what we believe about ourselves and about the world and everything around us. So, if we give faith to positive, positivity happens. If we give faith to negative, negativity happens. The attention is that part of our mind that we use to transfer information from person to person. By hooking the attention, we create a channel for communication, and through that channel, we can send and receive information. The structure of our knowledge controls the dream of our life because our faith lives in that structure. Our faith is trapped in the structure of our knowledge, and only the truth can set it free. So I'm sure you guys have all heard, only the truth can set you free. So if you don't know what the truth is, we're going to search for it. And the lies is what... it doesn't make you free, you guys. Lies, I'm trying to think of like an example, but like if you're constantly lying and building on lies and lies and lies, you're not free because you're constantly stressing yourself out to come up with another excuse or another lie to cover up that lie and to cover up that lie and to cover up that lie. So, if that's how we choose to live our life, is have that lie or that voice control our dream life, then that's what's going to happen. But if you decide one day, like, I'm done, I'm going to be a free person, I don't want to lie anymore, I want to live life according to the truth, then the truth will set you free and you will feel free on top of that. Real faith or free faith is what you are feeling in the moment. From this point of power, you can create whatever you want to create in any direction. Blind faith leads us nowhere because it doesn't follow the truth. Without lies building our faith, we fall into the illusion that we are separate from God and we lose our faith. We lose all power of creation. So with this one, if we don't believe that we come from heaven and we come from perfection, then we lose our faith to follow what is good and what's powerful. If we follow the lies, we start to have this illusion thinking that the lies is actually what's real, but indeed it's not. When we release our faith from the lies, we recover free will and make our own choices. When we have the power to believe whatever we want, all we want is to love. We recover the power to believe whatever we want to believe. With this one, I could use like a modern day an example. Basically, if we believe lies, like for example, in the Black community today, we've been lied to for centuries and centuries and centuries. So a lot of Black people today believe and think, according to all the lies that we've been fed for centuries, we believe and think that we're not capable of doing anything and that we're minorities and we're second-class citizens, so we can't do anything for ourselves. And the moment we start to find out and believe that we can actually create our own lives, we can actually make our own money and not depend on unemployment, or we can make money to buy our own food or grow our own food instead of depending on food stamps, we could actually have our own, you know, economic growth to the point where like we could actually have our own homes and lands instead of depending on housing. That would be better for everybody, because right now we believe the lies that we cannot make our own choices and we need to depend on somebody else to make our own choices. But once we believe that we can, we give the power to love, to do anything that we want to do. All right, so the next chapter that we have is Transforming the Storyteller. So the way to transform what you believe about yourself is to unlearn what you have already learned. When you unlearn, your faith returns to you. Your personal power increases and you can invest your faith in new beliefs. So the four agreements have the power to help you unlearn the ways that you have learned to use the word against yourself. Always do your best. So anything that we have learned since birth, we have the ability to unlearn it. We have the ability to say, hey, they told me that, you know, the sky is blue, but why is the sky blue? So you search for yourself, and you want to know for your own and have your own faith in the things that you learn. So when the device of knowledge collapses, you have a second chance to create a story according to your own integrity. In the dream of the second attention, you recover the power of your faith. Your will is free again, and you can do whatever you want to do without limits. When you're observed in what you're doing, the mind hardly speaks. When there is inaction, your mind has the action, and that is open invitation for the voice of knowledge to come talk to you. The best moments in your life is when you're authentic, when you're being yourself. Your emotions are coming out and you feel great. When you're in your creation and you're doing what you love to do, you become what you really are again. So with this one, basically, everybody has a second chance to change their life around. You could start today, you could start right this minute, tonight, tomorrow, next week, next month. You all have that second chance. Don't think that, you know, you have a life sentence to do what you're currently doing forever. You don't. You have the second chance to dream the life that you want to dream. And, you know, you'll start to recover your faith again and know that you could do anything that you want to do with no limits. So basically, if you're sitting there all the time just not doing anything with your life, that gives an open invitation for that liar to come back in your head and tell you that you're a loser, you're just sitting there, you have nothing, you have no energy, you can't achieve anything, that you're not smart, that you're lazy or whatever, that you're not amount to anything, right? But if you're constantly doing something, you're constantly busy, working, reading, cooking, cleaning, like just keeping yourself busy, keeping your mind busy at all times, it doesn't give the liar the opportunity to come into your head, because your mind right now is focused on something else and it's not going to give it an opportunity to sneak back into your head. So the best moments are when you're being authentic. And I don't know how much deeper I can get into this, but like there's various examples of people out there that are in love with what they're doing. I don't know, you could think of even the worst jobs, like sometimes even like the people that pick up garbage, maybe nobody wants to do it, but like maybe somebody that's been passionate about keeping the earth clean, keeping their community clean, and they just love cleaning, they just love taking care of that shit, like they're gonna wake up happy every single day, like, yes, you know, what can we clean today, what can we do today? Or if there's a person that loves singing and that's what they've dreamed about since they were born, they will perform for hours with, you know, no stress, no agitation, no nothing, because that's what they love to do, and they will do it fully, boldly, happily. Just anything that puts your heart happy, like, you just enjoy doing it. Like, every morning you wake up, your alarm goes off. You're not going to lay in bed or push the snooze button or anything, because it's what you love doing. You're excited. You get another day. You get another chance to work at what you love doing. So that's when you're going to start feeling free and start feeling great again. It's because you're putting your emotions into something that you're creating. You know, your emotions are going to start coming out. You're going to feel so great doing it. And it's going to make you who you are again. That one person that's been hiding inside, just terrified to come out because of all the lies that you've been told, that person will come out and it will blossom. It'll just be a beautiful thing. You'll just be who you are again. Every time you practice the Four Agreements, the Four Agreements is another book that Don Miguel Ruiz wrote. So every time you practice the Four Agreements, their meanings goes deeper and deeper until the moment comes when you open your spiritual eyes, and then your life becomes an expression of your emotional body just the way it was before your knowledge. So with the Four Agreements, I haven't read that book yet, honestly, so that's my next one, and then I'll do a book review about that as well. But basically saying that, you know, if you follow the Four Agreements, everything will be clearer to you. Like, you'll see the truth, you'll see everything, and your emotional, you will just become who you are once again before you were, you know, painted a picture of somebody that you're not. So the next chapter is writing our story with love, because love is powerful, right? So the best way to write your story is with love. Love is the material that comes directly from your integrity, from what you really are. When you introduce the agreements of self-respect, many self-judgments end there, and most of the self-rejection ends there too. You find yourself smiling and having fun even when you're just by yourself. So with this one, every human being wants to be respected and deserves to be respected, because we're all artists, and we're all different. Every artist is different. And when you start showing your artistic self, your most authentic self, a lot of people are not going to be happy about that. They're going to start judging you. And when they start judging you, you're going to start to reject yourself and think that you're not good enough. You're not amount to anything because nobody else likes what you're doing. But once you stop listening to those people and you stop rejecting who you are, you'll find that you're actually happier, or you have more fun when you're by yourself, actually, and enjoy your own company. When you enjoy the presence of yourself, you love yourself, not because of the way you are, but because of what you are. The more you love yourself, the more you enjoy yourself and your life, and the more you enjoy your presence, and the more you'll enjoy the presence of people around you. Every activity of your life can become a ritual of love. So eating, walking, talking, working, playing, just to be alive makes you intensely happy. So I love this one. Like, it's very self-explanatory. Like, without love, there's always something missing. There's, you always feel like you're lacking something. And when you love yourself, you can actually hang out by yourself every single day, believe it or not. Like, you don't need anybody else because you don't want anybody else's love or self-hate or rejection to come towards you, because yours is enough. Like, you love yourself so much that if you wanted to share, you could share. But, like, just you enough is plenty good. And you just love everything in your path as well. Like, the food you're cooking, if you're cooking in the kitchen, I'm sure you've heard of that expression, it was made with love, because it really was. Like, the food you're cooking, the taste of it, you could feel the love in it. Or, you know, when you're talking, like, the next person can just feel the love glowing off of you. And when you're working, like, creating your work, like, you do it with so much love. When you're playing, just anything you do in your daily activities throughout life, you just do it with so much love. And, like, other people can feel that energy. Every activity of your life can, I already went over that, but when you love yourself unconditionally, you justify and explain everything you perceive through the eyes of love. Your attention is focused on love, and it makes it easy to feel unconditional love from all of your secondary characters in your story. The only way to know love is to experience love, to have the courage to jump into the ocean of love and perceive it in its totality. Once you experience love, you can't find the words to explain what you see. Love coming from everyone, from everything and everywhere. That was the last point. And That was beautifully said, and I just love that so much because not a lot of us have experienced love, so we don't really know how it is or how it's supposed to be like. So, but like, once you do experience that love, it's just a beautiful thing. Like, you glow when you're in love, you glow when you're happy, and I feel like everybody just deserves to have that chance to just take the risk and be in love and experience somebody loving you and you loving yourself and loving another person and just exchanging that power of love. Because once that multiplies, it does, it is contagious. It spreads on. People see you happy. People see you in love. They're going to want that too. They're going to want to know how you're in love and how you're so happy. And I'm not going to act as if I don't live in this current generation or this current modern day society. I know there's envy out there. So there's some people that will, that are going to be happy that you're in love and you're happy. But there's also going to be some people that are upset and jealous. So, but, and in totality, like, just be happy, be in love, be willing to take that chance to experience love and know what it feels like. If you haven't experienced it from your family, somebody else, your friends will give you that love, or other people will give you that love. But first, you need to give yourself that love first. And that way you'll attract or draw the right energy to the right people that will love you the way you love yourself. Okay, so couple more chapters, actually. I thought that was the last one. I'm sorry. This chapter is opening our spiritual eyes. So there's another reality right here and now, and it is more than the reality of light and sound that we normally perceive. In this reality, what is real is our love. The reality of truth, the reality of love, is the reality that belongs to us. If we don't see it now, it's because we're being blinded by all of the lies from thousands of years ago. The energy of love is just like the light that comes from the sun. Like sunlight, the emotion of love looks different depending on what is reflecting the love. If you open your spiritual eyes, you perceive what is without the lies. Heaven is the truth, but the story you are perceiving right now is not the truth. It's an illusion. For you, it's no longer a theory that your story is just a dream. Life is a force that you cannot see. You have this sense of time, but it's nothing but the reaction of life passing through you. What you are is something incredibly magnificent. All of us are only one living being, and we come from the same place. So that those are the points I took from spiritual, opening our spiritual eyes. We do live in two dimensions, and actually multiple dimensions, actually, but of truth and lies. So the people, the majority of the humans that know what's real and what's not real, can see the BS that's happening between both worlds and both realities. And the only way to be able to experience the other reality is being open to love and being open to knowing what the truth is. And a lot of us, I'm not gonna lie, I was one of them, we were blinded by the lies from thousands of years ago, because, you know, humans are storytellers. So yeah, just like sunlight, the emotion of love, it does reflect differently from whoever is perceiving it or what it's reflecting on. So right now, we all come from the same place. And it's just funny to me that love was divided this way, because we're all human beings having We're all spiritual beings having a human experience. I'm sorry. We're all spiritual beings having a human experience. We all came from the same place, and we're all artists here on Earth, and we're trying to figure out what this life thing is. But with the generations that came before us, they, you know, they made up their own stories and passed it down. So that's what we're doing, is creating our own stories and passing it down. But a lot of us know what's real and what's not real. So if we just pass down what's not real for our own benefits, then it's not only hurting the individual, but it's hurting the community as well. The Tree of Life is the last chapter. So the voice of the fallen angel is so loud that we cannot hear the voice of our spirit, our integrity, our love. Before we learned to speak, when we were 1 or 2 years old, we listened to this voice. When you are born, you don't know what you are, but your body knows what it is, and it knows what to do. You feel silent knowledge every time you breathe. So silent knowledge is basically what your body is doing without you even acknowledging what it's doing. Like when you're sleeping at night, your body's breathing for you. Your food is digesting for you. Everything in your body is still moving. It's still doing what it needs to do because it already knows what it needs to do. It didn't need to be taught. Your heart was never taught to pump blood, or your lungs were never taught to expand and constrict. Like everything inside of you already knows. Your body knows. Your body knows what it is. It's just you who don't know who you are. This is funny, actually, because I have a kitten, and I was just thinking about this because she does everything, like, or even other animals in general, like, she does everything without me telling her what to do. Like, it's just instincts that your body already knows. Like with her, when she's done using the bathroom, she wants to hide it. And how would she have known that? Or there's just all these things that her body just does, or things that she does because she's, I don't know if she's, because she's a cat and knows that it's what she's supposed to be doing. But it's just your body already knows how to function before we know who we are. You're an angel and your life is your message, but you cannot deliver lies and truth at the same time. Heaven is a story that we create when we surrender to life and allow life to manifest without lies. Heaven is here and it is available for everybody, but we need to have the eyes to perceive it. We're all angels, and I don't know why we didn't even think of it this way. You know, all humans or all spirits come from the same place, and if God is the creator that created every single life on this earth, and he or she created angels and created even the fallen angel, like, we're angels too. Like, we all came here to do a special message. We all came here to do a special, you know, like, life mission. We're all here to do something good for this world, but we cannot be, you know, believing in lies and be believing in the truth at the same time. We have to choose one. You have to choose either you want to preach lies to the people or you want to preach the truth to the people. You can't do both. And heaven really is here, and it's available for all of us to enjoy. But we just got to be open to believing the truth and not just living in lies. The fruit of the tree of life is life. It is the truth. When you see this force in yourself and you put your faith in this force, you're truly alive. The truth is not in the story. Only you can take yourself there. So with this one, it basically makes sense. When the voice of knowledge becomes the voice of integrity, you return to the truth, you return to love, you return to heaven, and live in happiness again. So with this one, is basically once you start to believe the truth and you believe that you're perfect and you have a purpose on earth and you're an artist, you're just here creating your art in a very special way that only you're meant to do, then you will understand that heaven really is here and we're all here just creating. We're all here sharing our artistic skills to create this beautiful planet that we live on. And you'll find out that you're happy again because you're not miserable thinking about all the lies that people have been telling you, and you only believe what you believe because that's who you truly are. And you're just going to return back to love because love is the only thing that will set you free, and truth is love. Love is truth, and both of those will set you free. So guys, I just wanted to end my podcast today with a little prayer. It's just to help us understand who we are as human beings and why we're on earth and what we're here to do. So if you guys want to go ahead and join me, today, Creator, help me remember my real nature, which is love and happiness. Help me to become what I really am and to express what I really am. Beginning today, help me to recognize every human as your messenger with a message to deliver. Help me to see you in the soul of every human behind the masks, behind the images we pretend to be. Today, help me to deliver the message of my integrity to that part of me that is always judging. Help me, God, to let go of all my judgments, to let go of all the false images or false messages I deliver to myself and to everyone around me. Today, help me to recover the awareness of my own creation as an angel, and let me use my awareness to deliver your message of life, your message of joy, your message of love. Let me express the beauty of my spirit, the beauty of my heart, in the supreme art of humans, the dream of my life. Let us all receive. Ase. So guys, I really appreciate you guys tuning in into my book review today. It was pretty long, but I definitely enjoyed it very much. I hope, you know, it really helped you guys a lot, and you guys, you know, go out and check this book out. I am going to continue reading more of his books and doing book reviews for you guys, and I'm very grateful because I feel so much joy and so much peace, especially after doing this review as well too. So I'm very glad to share all of that with you. As soon as I read it, I just felt the need to share with the world and share with everybody that I care about, because I really do care about everybody. And I just want us to all know that we're all angels here. We're all artists. We all have our own messages. You might not know what your message is at the moment, but once you do, you will know that this is what you came here to do. And you'll be in love with what you do. And once you start to see everything as the truth instead of lie, and believe in yourself and stop listening to that voice in your head, you'll see your life being much more peaceful. And also, if you start to believe that, you know, you're the main character in your own story and everybody else is making their own stories as well, you will not take anything personally ever again. I guarantee you that, because you came into this world by yourself and you're leaving by yourself. So why are other people's lives or their stories affecting you, or, you know, making your life miserable? So yeah, I really hope you guys, you know, check this book out as well as all of his books, because they will really change your life around and help you see life in a clearer vision, basically, because heaven belongs to all of us. We're all God's angels. We're all here to live in a beautiful, peaceful planet, and we can all do our part. But yeah, so I suggested meditation earlier, listening to calm music. And also, another thing that helps is sitting alone in a room without your electronics, TV, or anything, just like peacefully laying there or just sitting there the whole day, all 24 hours, and see how that will work for you. Because once you learn to tame that voice, you will learn how to control everything else in your life. Thank you guys once again. I really, really appreciate every single one of you guys. Don't forget to check out my Instagram at Let's Be Honest. I'll go ahead and post this on there, as well as all platforms, Spotify, Google, Anchor, all of it. You guys go ahead and check it out. Listen, share with your friends, share with everybody that you would think needs positivity in their life. Or if you think that they need to listen to this message, please share with everybody. Thank you guys so much. Much love. Have a beautiful day, beautiful night, beautiful life. Thank you.